Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings. And in this series we get to know these places. Bristol has long been known as one of Britain's most important cities, recognised historically as a famous trading port and more recently for its influential music and street art. However, Monocle's Rory Goodrick tells us why he's long thought the city's best kept secret is its food scene.
One of my favourite aspects of the food in Bristol is how many amazing places there are in such a small area. There's cafes to Michelin star dining and everything in between, all within a walking distance of each other. No place in Bristol brings quite so many of these great places together than the steep and bustling Park Street. Standing at the top of Park Street, it's impossible to ignore the looming presence of Wills Memorial Building just next to you. This picturesque bell tower stands at over 200 feet high and is considered one of the last great Gothic buildings to be built in the UK. Head down the road and you'll reach Pinkman's, a fantastic breakfast spot which was voted one of the top 25 bakeries in the UK. Here you'll find a delicious range of pastries, from freshly baked croissants to warm and sticky pain aux raisins. If you're feeling hungry, however, give their delectable shakshuka a try. You can wash all of this down with a glass of freshly squeezed orange juice, or my personal favourite is a mug of their single origin filter coffee. As you walk down Park Street, it's hard to ignore the influence that East Asian food has had here, with many restaurants and even a small supermarket catering to this cuisine. One of my favourite places, and somewhere that makes for a fantastic lunchtime treat, is a Japanese delight, yakinori. I love the playful and inviting decor of this spot, and you'll be greeted by the most fantastic aromas on the way in as you see the chefs cooking right in front of you. Why not enjoy one of their bento boxes for a delicious and flavour-packed lunch? As we head to the bottom of Park Street to grab some dinner, look out for an original artwork by Banksy, one of the city's best-known figures. You'll spot it on the left as you pass over the viaduct. Walk just next door and you'll find the newly opened Pizza Rover, which serves up some of the best pizzas you'll find this side of Italy. The first thing you'll notice as you enter this cosy spot is an open kitchen with a pizza oven roaring right in front of you. My personal favourite is the humble and traditional margherita. However, you can make your own from their selection of sustainably sourced toppings. Now, for a sweet treat after dinner, we're going to head to the bottom of Park Street, where we've arrived at our penultimate destination, Swoon. Here you'll find the most heavenly gelato you're ever likely to have eaten. Swoon is one of those special food spots you come across every once in a while, where everything about it is just perfect. It's hard to go wrong with any of the flavours here, to be honest, but my personal favourite is either the pistachio or the cherry cheesecake. Now, for our final stop, where better to wind down after a long day of sightseeing and dining than a classy, dimly lit cocktail bar? Luckily, Park Street has just the place. Our final stop is at one of Bristol's numerous secret cocktail bars, Red Light. Walk up to the unmarked door, pick up the cool phone, press the button, and you're in. The drinks here are fantastic, and whether you're after something traditional or something a bit different, Red Light really has everything. The food scene on Park Street is constantly changing, with new food spots popping up all the time, each one trying to push boundaries and to be better than the last. I'll be back soon to try out some of their new spots, and of course to revisit some of my trusty favourites. And I strongly recommend you head to Park Street and do the same. For Monocle, I'm Rory Goodrick.
This has been episode number 124 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Rory for the tour on Bristol's Park Street. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.